11.9 FM in downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. We can also be heard via www.oshawarocks.com and yes, of course, through YouTube as well at YouTube channel Way Back with Johnny. With all that mentioned, I'd like to welcome you all back to the third and final hour of this weekend's program. The third weekend in September, that is. Wow, where did the time go? And we're going to remember a legend of country music who sadly passed away 11 years ago this week, September 17th of 2014. That, of course, is George Hamilton IV, whom to me was like a grandfather figure in music. Long before I ever got into radio, I knew George IV for many years. In fact, my first concert was a George Hamilton IV package tour that also included Kitty Wells and Bill Anderson, Gene Shepherd, and a few others. Anyways, I would like to remember George this morning with a couple of his songs to his collection and library. First of all, it's going to be a song by none other than George Hamilton IV called Canadian Pacific, and then following that, Early Morning Rain. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody listening in on CFRC, also www.oshawarocks.com and YouTube as well. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Canadian Pacific, I wrote your ocean liner to Newfoundland, where I made a living in an iron mine. When I got my fill, I went to Nova Scotia, and I fished them salty waters for a time. Passing through Prince Edward Island and New Brunswick, I could see them rocks and cliffs of solid stone. Listening to the seagulls calling to each other made me miss my darling and my distant home. Canadian Pacific, carry me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forests to the sunshine of her smile. Cross the plains and rugged mountains, keep this wandering boy from harm. Canadian Pacific, take me to my baby's arms. The Atlantic disappeared on the horizon, and Quebec lay waiting for me down the track. For a while I drove a truck to keep from starving. In Ontario I was a lumberjack. Manitoba and Saskatchewan then followed, where the wheat fields and the old Red River flows. In the quiet hours your whistle on the prairie touched my heart and set my memories aglow. I could feel the nearness of her warm soft kisses when you rolled into Alberta westward bound. I worked on an oil rig to make some money for a ticket to the sweetest girl around. Pushing on past Lake Louise and all its splendor, where the trees and Rockies touch the sky above. I got to British Columbia and heaven. On your tracks I made it back to my true love. Canadian Pacific, carried me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forests to the sunshine of her smile. Across the plains and rugged mountains, you kept this wandering boy from harm. Canadian Pacific, you took me to my baby's arms. Canadian Pacific, carried me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forest. In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, with an aching in my heart, and my pockets full of sand, I'm a long ways days from home and to miss my loved ones so. In the early morning rain with no place to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. But I'm standing on the grass where the cold winds blow. Well, the liquor tasted good and the women all were fast. There she goes, my friend. She's a rolling now at last. Hear the mighty engines roar. See the silver bird on high. She's away and westward bound. Far above the cloud she'll fly. Where the morning rain don't fall and the sun always shines, she'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, cold and drunk as I can be. You can't jump a big jet plane like you can an old freight train. So I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain. So I'd best be on my way in the early morning rain.
Well, yes, friends, once again, following those classics by George the Fourth, we're once again back here, and it's that time in the program where we like to enjoy some of the East Coast favorites as we celebrate the Atlantic Lullaby, where we pay tribute to the East Coast of Canada. With that mentioned, let's begin with sending out a special song to Michael T. Wall and his family today. From the singing Newfoundlander, it'll be a song dedicated to all those dreaming about the old days. And it's going to be an old song, yet newly recorded, by Michael T. Wall, called Back in 56. Then we'll follow with a song by a band I recently met and watched at the Spencerville Fair last weekend. They are called the East Coast Experience. It'll be a song called Between the Lines. And we'll wrap up with, once again, a song, this time by a Newfoundland legend, which is one of my all-time favorite legends of the rock, Late Butt, and a song called Simply My Heart's in Newfoundland. With that, I'll also say a great big hello to Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia this morning. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Well, a dollar was a dollar way back then, and a handshake was a bond between two friends. Drugs were something doctors used just to cure the sick. That's the way things looked in 56. Mom and Dad, bless their souls, were still alive. Television didn't rule the family life. No one ever heard of AIDS or teenage sex. That's the way things looked in 56. And rock and roll was new with Jerry Lee. And I was just a country boy, they call me Michael T. Walking home from school with a lovely girl named Kit. That's the way things looked in 56. No one ever knew of acid rain. We either rode a pickup or a train. And we went to church on Sunday, just forgotten Christ the King. That's the way things looked the way back then. Johnny Cash was my hero and still is. I even brought my first guitar because of his. While Luther played a mean guitar, he taught me how to pick. That's the way things looked in 56. And rock and roll was new with Jerry Lee. And I was just a country boy, I had a lot of dreams. Walking home from school with a lovely girl named Kit. That's the way things looked in 56. That's the way things looked back in 1956.
Between the left our home in Newfoundland, passed through Cape Breton shore, planning to start over and begin life once more, building for a future and working on new plans. Now we're living here in Cambridge while my heart's in Newfoundland. Now there's memories of my childhood days where I ran, played and cried. Memories of my parents who long since have died. Memories of my friends and family you don't understand. While we're living here in Cambridge, but my heart's in Newfoundland. Oh, I miss one special person with who I shared my life. The girl I loved and married, who will always be my wife. But she grew discontented, just wanted to be free. She could see no future for her or for me. So she went back to the island to start a new life for. I'll remain here living on my adopted shore, where I have found a different life with friends that understand why I'm living here in Cambridge, but my heart's in Newfoundland. Yes, I'm living here in Cambridge, but my heart's in Newfoundland. Yes, I'm living here in Cambridge, but my heart's in Newfoundland.
Friends, this is recording artist and DJ Peter Trenum from Nova Scotia. You've got my friend Johnny Woodlock here on the Way Back, where you'll find the very best in country music.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Well, yes, friends, following those East Coast favorites, we're back here, and it's once again time to pay tribute to the legend that was Ralph Carlson. And he was a member of the Bytown Bluegrass Band for many years of the Ottawa Valley. He, however, never announced himself as being the leader of the band Bytown Bluegrass. It was just Bytown Bluegrass. With that mentioned, I would like to play a collection of bluegrass songs as recorded by Ralph and, yes, his band, Bytown Bluegrass. With that mentioned, we're going to hear an all-time classic called North Carolina Star. We'll follow that with Redwood Hills, and we'll wrap up with another classic called Old Lost River. And if there is enough time, we'll hear an all-time classic called North Carolina. Much to do with the Carolina State. With that, I would like to welcome y'all in and say good morning to all my friends listening in, especially Sparky and also known as Sandra Day out there in Ingleside. Welcome in, friends.
Shining so high, they call her the Carolina Star. She works at a factory from Monday to Friday. She's raising three daughters alone. Their daddy's away, chasing a dream. They're waiting for the day that he comes home. Tips in a bar. He's
sometimes she wakes up just thinking of him. She remembers him beside her in the night. Well, out across the hills, that old moon has settled in, and the Carolina stars are shining bright.
River that flows in the valley where no one goes, and the wild waters rush hidden deep in the hush. Though I'm far from there now, I'll get back somehow where the lost river was in the shadow of the pines. Oh, lost river, now I'm coming back to the pot-bellied stove where the firewood's all stacked. Quebec girl, go with me, ma belle fleur-de-lis, where the lost river winds in the shadow of the pines. never goes. It's some place that's lost behind the bridges that he's crossed. And he'd like to return, but his bridges are all burned. And it's much too far down to return to higher ground. Oh, lost river, now I'm coming back to the pot-bellied stone where the firewood's all stacked. Quebec girl, go with me, my belle fleur-de-lis, where the lost river winds in the shadow of the pines. And the world is still wide, like the heart of a child. Oh, lost river, now I'm coming back to the pot-bellied stove where the firewood's all stacked. Quebec girl, go with me, my belle fleur-de-lis, where the lost river winds in the shadow of the pines. Oh, lost river, now I'm coming back to the pot-bellied stove where the firewood's all stacked. Quebec girl, go with me, my belle fleur-de-lis, where the lost river winds in the shadow of the pines. Where the lost river winds in the shadow of the pines.
Watching over me. You've my home in Tennessee.
Hello, friends. This is Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers. You're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, here on the way back on CFRC 101.9 FM.
They claim to me my Smoky Mountain Man.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to an interview I got to do with a very good friend of mine, Tom Wilson, who's also a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame in the Ottawa Valley. He is also a member of the bluegrass and country music field of music and is a well-respected legend among legends as well. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to this third and final part of this interview with our good friend, Tom Wilson. Following this interview, we will hear a song that Ralph wrote and Tom recorded a version of called Almost Home. So with that, here now is our good friend Tom Wilson once again.
Oh, I was so sad when he died. I did not realize how sick he was because he didn't let on. Kept going. Ralph going strong. He had all kinds of things. SoCan was a wonderful recording studio. Wonderful. If it hadn't been in Nashville, he would have given Haggard to run for his money.
Yes.
You know, it's true. It's just that there's such a barrier. Like, you got people like CKBY in Ottawa that wouldn't play a record that didn't come from Nashville.
Yes, sadly.
It's ridiculous. Because SoCan had all the facilities. Just, I've been in the studio.
And you recorded with Ralph, too.
I sure did, He produced three of our albums.
Yes.
And they're just great. I got to tell you, the one called Blue Mountain Blues is my favorite of all the albums we did. And that was done there at SoCan.
I see.
But anyway, Ralph eventually became ill. And I understand that his father had leukemia, too. So anyway, he contracted leukemia. And he was ready to go out and play one night when his doctor called him and said, "You got to come to the hospital right away." And he said, "You're kidding. I'm going to play." And no, he said, "You're not. You're coming to the hospital."
Oh, wow.
So anyway, they got in there. And you see, the Carlsons like the Wilson.
Yeah.
Anybody with a son on the end of their name is pretty near bound to be from Scandinavia.
Okay.
And they found a match for Ralph's blood type in Sweden.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yes.
But anyway, it didn't take.
It didn't. Yes.
And I went to see him. I didn't realize was the day he died. Yes. He was in the General Hospital in Ottawa, and I went to see him. I was shocked by his appearance.
Yes.
But we talked normally, and I was coming home, and I thought I'd stop in Kemptville and tell Donnie O'Neill, ran a barbershop there, tell him that I had been to see Ralph, and I didn't think Ralph was going to make it. And believe it or not, when I pulled in front of Donnie's and went in, he said, Ralph just passed away.
Oh.
This would be only about 2 hours from the time I had seen him.
I see. So you would have been one of the last ones to see him then.
Yeah, well, there was a big group there.
I see.
From his band and all that, and his wife, of course, was
there. Yes, Elaine, yes.
I was one of the last.
I see.
Well, then they asked me to do the eulogy at his funeral.
Yes.
Which I did. And I got a lovely letter from his wife later on thanking me for telling it the way it was and the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
That I told him all the big shots were there. And I basically said, you know, it's just a shame that you guys wouldn't get behind the Canadian entertainers like Ralph.
And give them their due. Exactly.
And after it was over, Ron McMunn, who was certainly a well-known Ottawa Valley guy, he came up behind me and he said, "You the man."
Mm-hmm. I see. Yes.
In other words, you told him.
You told him off. Exactly. That's just it. Yes,
but I felt like I had to say it.
Yes, for sure, Tom. Yes.
Ralph gave everything. Everything. He, in a way, gave his life. What he did, like, I'm going to give you some of the music here is pathetic.
Yes, it is, especially
his
nowadays.
Never was. He had a nice, pleasant voice. was a good musician. He was just a really nice guy. You couldn't beat him. I miss him a lot. He
was, yes, I'd imagine one of my,
certainly in music.
Yes.
My best friend.
I see.
Yeah.
On the event of his 85th anniversary of his birth, which we're going to replay this on the 6th of November, but what would you say to Ralph if he was still here? What do you think he would have said about his own career?
Boy, well, I think he probably would have been like me. I'm satisfied, okay?
Yes.
I never made a big bunch of money, and I think Ralph, yeah, I would have to say, like, he and Elaine had a nice home and enough money, and you've got to be able to be satisfied or you're going to shoot yourself.
Very true, Tom, yes.
So I would imagine if I met Ralph right now, I hope I do meet him someday.
Yes, amen, yes.
A little bit older than him. And I think he'd say, hey, let's get the old Martins out. Jam, you know?
Exactly. This is it, yes.
Yeah.
So what song can I play for you in memory of Ralph today, Tom? I know you did a beautiful version of Almost Home.
Well, I think that's a good one. I'll tell you something. When we cut that album, when we started, that was the first album I cut in his studio.
Is that right, yes?
And he said to me, before we get finished with this album, you're going to hate my guts. He meant because he had to tell me if I was doing something wrong.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, I didn't hate his guts. He was
no.
a completely neat guy. But when we were doing the recitation part of that song, I said, I'm almost home. And he said, no. Don't say it like that. That sounds like we're out of beer.
Exactly, yes.
You know, that's the kind of guy he was. So I said, I'm almost home. You know, like that's the way he wanted it.
Exactly.
And, he was a whiz. He really was.
He was a perfectionist, though.
Yeah, I see.
Well, with that, Tom, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Yeah. Thank you for sharing your memories of Ralph.
Opportunity, Johnny. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless.
The scenes have been familiar for the past few dozen miles. I just passed the county line, marking stone. Just a few more miles from here, and I guess there'll be some tears, 'cause I can hardly wait, I'm almost home. There's the field where Mom and Daddy work together side by side, and the churchyard where they're sleeping all alone. I'd almost bet there'll be a checker game going on over at old Mr. Tate's general store. Daddy told me in his last letter the old man still runs it all alone. And I bet that old church bell still rings, and I bet the choir still sings, just as they did each and every Sunday morning. I'm almost home. There's a little green roof cottage and the gatepost made of stone, and the tree I climbed looks so much smaller now, and the old dirt path still winds as the past fills up my mind. I can almost hear them say, we're glad you're home. I can almost hear them say, we're glad you're home.
Yes, friends, following that interview with our good friend Tom Wilson, it's of course that time in the program where we like to turn back the years to the golden age of the Grand Ole Opry and the historic stage of the Ryman Auditorium. Remember a man who would have celebrated his 100th birthday this coming week on the 26th of September, Marty Robbins. Now, just a reminder that next weekend we will be remembering the legendary Marty Robbins, along with his son, who is also a country music singer and songwriter, Ronnie Robbins, or also known as Marty Robbins Jr., as our special guest. So with that, let's turn back the years to the golden age of the Grand Ole Opry and remember an all-time classic by Marty himself and a classic called Ribbon of Darkness. Welcome in, friends.
From the country music capital of the world, here's the Grand Ole Opry. Now our star, Marty Robbins.
Ribbon of darkness over me, since my true love walked out the door. Tears I never had before. Ribbon of darkness over me. Clouds are gathering over my head that chill the day and hide the sun. It's round the night when day is done. Ribbon of darkness over me. Rain is falling on the meadow where once my love and I did lie. Now she is gone from the meadow. My love, goodbye. How I wish your heart could see how mine just aches and breaks all day. Come on back and take away. Ribbon of darkness over me. Come on back and take away. Ribbon of darkness over me.
Thank you very much, my friends.
How I wish your heart could see how mine just aches and breaks all day. Come on back and take away. Ribbon of darkness over me. Come on back and take away. Ribbon of darkness over me.
And yes, friends, following that spotlight corner of the Grand Ole Opry, we're once again back, and it's that time to remember the Way Back Song of the Week. With that mentioned, this weekend's show has been a tribute to the legendary Ralph Carlson, and many years ago, in 1967, he recorded a song titled The Johnson Family. Now, I'm not sure of the history of this song, or the story behind this song, so to speak, but it's another story song that Ralph Carlson has in his library of country music. With that, let's turn back the years and remember this all-time story song by Ralph called The Johnson Family.
Oh, the Johnson family is leaving town today. They can't face the scandal going round. Town folks let them know it was better that they go. It's sad to see the Johnsons leaving town.
There was Mr. Johnson and his son Bill, and Mrs. Johnson and daughter Jill. Just the ordinary mom and dad, and boy and girl. The kids were quiet and so well behaved till Billy met an older boy named Dave. And I guess they just got caught up in the wrong kind of company's work. I guess things might have turned out all right, but in a stolen car late one night, young Billy held up the little gas station out on the edge of town. When the state troopers arrived on the scene, it seems that someone thought they saw the gleam of a pistol barrel, so they shot young Billy down. Now the house stands dark and cold, where their laughter once rang free. And from the halls there's not a single sound. The house goes up for sale in tomorrow's evening mail. But it's sad to see the Johnsons leaving town. It's sad to see the Johnsons leaving town.
And yes, friends, before we say so long, I would like to pay tribute to one final song by Ralph Carlson, which was his all-time signature song titled The Lights of Denver. So with that, we will be back following this. Send us all home. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Nights like this I get to wondering, watching that old headlight shine. I've been down 100 highways, seems like half a million times. And it's no use me pretending that the feeling isn't there when I see the lights of Denver. I'll be wondering if she's there when I see the lights of Denver. Trying not to call. On the southeast side of Dallas, there's a house of picket fence. I'd be home tomorrow morning if I had a lick of sense. My woman's softly sleeping, on her mind, while I'm in Denver, Colorado, trying not to cross that line. When I see the lights of Denver through the Rocky Mountain line, I'll remember times and places and a lady who was mine. Stop on the highway, I'll be trying not to call. When I see the lights of Denver through the Rocky Mountain line, I'll remember times and places and the lady was mine.
And yes, well, friends, now you have guessed it. It come up to the end of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, I would like to once again share that Ralph Carlson passed away on the 10th of October 2002 at the young age of 62. However, even though he has passed away long before his time and way too young, he will forever be remembered as a shining star which hangs over the Ottawa Valley. The place place he called his home, and also his adopted Carleton Place, Ontario. With that mentioned, I would like to send us all home today with a couple of sacred gospel songs. First, we'll remember the legendary Marty Robbins and a classic called There's Power in the Blood. Then we're going to hear from none other than Roy Acuff, who would have celebrated his 122nd birthday this week, born 1903. And Roy will always be remembered as the king of country music, so we're going to remember him. And then we'll send us all home with none other than Ralph Carlson once again in an all-time classic of his. Now, just a reminder that next weekend we will be doing a three-hour tribute to the centennial birthday of Marty Robbins. So with that, may God bless and keep each and every one of you till we meet again. So long for now, friends, and happy listening. Remember, keep it country out there.
Jesus died long ago on a hillside far away. He was tortured and slain. God bless his holy name. Jesus died for me long ago. When everything goes wrong, it seems all hope is gone. I remember how my Savior died. He died there on the cross so this world would not be lost. Jesus died. Sufferings on that day, Jesus died for me long ago. Jesus died.
There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you o'er evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonderful.
to work in power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, one to work in power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
I was standing by my window on a dark and cloudy day, when I saw the hearse come rolling for to take my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here is your old host with most, Johnny Whitlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is the sole associate of Whitlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
When I was a child, Timonides, I had a secret fear that night would come and would